Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets supernaturally anointed and set apart. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in for this podcast series that originated from a Bible plan I had the opportunity to share with individuals years ago on the YouVersion Bible app entitled Sufficiently Secure, Supernaturally Saved, Single, Satisfied, and Set Apart. Today marks the last podcast episode in this series, and I encourage individuals who have not already to go back to part one of the Secure and Satisfied series and listen to the motivational aims I addressed. To give a recap, I was able to encourage listeners the importance of living sufficiently secure in Christ, identifying what Christ saved you from, and although some things in life appear to be rejections, God is protecting and redirecting us. And I was also able to encourage listeners about the benefits of living a life where one is actively seeking Christ and they are confidently single. Now today, my goal is to encourage listeners that God sees you, He sees where you are, and He wants you to know that you are supernaturally anointed and set apart for His purpose. There might be some married people and some singles who really don't know that they are set apart. And sometimes living a set apart life means that you can't do what other people are doing. And even if you do actively engage in certain behaviors, activities, or lifestyles, you never fit in. It never sits well with you, because God has supernaturally anointed you and set you apart for a specific purpose and plan that will ultimately glorify Him. And sometimes individuals don't realize how set apart they really are. And a person who is set apart by God, they carry a light within that can be seen externally by others. And it could be at times that a person carrying the light doesn't even know how brightly it shines, and what and how their light touches others. The light they carry is the light of Christ. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, in the 14th through the 16th verse reads, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." And living set apart means that you shine in this dark world. You shine in dark environments and you shine in dark situations. And as a determined follower of Jesus Christ, one of our aims is to be imitators of Jesus Christ, the one who is the light, and we are to be lights too. And as a set-apart follower of Jesus Christ, you are carrying a powerful light, and you are not aiming to hide the light of Christ. People can see the light within you. They sense it because it comes out of you, because that's what's in you. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, we are to be the lights of Jesus Christ. So if we're at work, the gym, school, a social gathering, with our family, with our friends, with our loved ones, with our spouse, in our community, in our neighborhood, on our street, at our place of worship, our light should shine no matter where we are. Wherever we are, people should be able to identify that we are truly and indeed set apart. And it's not for us to get praise. We don't need people to say all these great things about us. No, the light is to draw people in to give glory to God and redirect them to Jesus Christ. So it should be when people look at you and me, we should display the light of Jesus Christ, and people should see our good works, which are righteous and biblically authorized actions that benefit others and bless others, where God gets all the glory and the credit and the praise. When people see this active light of Christ shining within you and they see these good works that you're completing for God, all they should be able to go do is praise the Lord for using you and blessing them. But in order to shine with the light of Christ, we have to be set apart. It has to be an intentional decision, because God has already set you apart. Now it's up to us to walk in what He has set us apart from. And as I said earlier, living a life set apart is intentional. It's not living contrary to God's will, word, and way, and then turning on the light of Christ when it's convenient for us. No, I'm letting you know, that is not a set apart life. And when a person does that intentionally, then people will not respect them, because individuals look at actions and consistency. And they also listen to our words to see if our words match with what we proclaim. And living a set apart life requires boldness and courage, even when it feels like others are getting the very things we're believing God for, and they're not doing certain stuff. Living a life set apart means that your life has meaning and purpose. If you're living a life set apart for Christ, you can't commingle with certain things because of where God is taking you. And don't ever forget that. Don't forget that God has you set apart and He's ordained you with the supernatural anointing. You have been marked, you are blessed, and you've been marked as victorious. You've been marked as distinguished. You've been marked as empowered. You've been marked as protected. And you are indeed the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. And that scripture is Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and the 10th verse. You were created and set apart for good works. Aim to not allow your earthly relationship status dictate what does and what does not qualify you for good works. It is your relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that activates what God has anointed you to do in this earth. Aim to not forget that. And living for God requires obedience and going against what the world deems as acceptable. It even means living a life during your single season that is totally set apart and peculiar to the norms of the world. And if you're married, living a set apart life means living totally set apart from the norms of what some other married couples do and how they live and go contrary to God's word. Understand that living a lifestyle where you are set apart in Christ means that you will experience people talking about you. You'll have people laugh at you. People talk down to you. There are some people who seek to shame you and dim the light of Christ within you by trying to snatch your confidence. Then you have some people who just stop talking to you. Just stop talking to you all the way. And that's fine, because living set apart is to please God, not to please man. And don't think it won't happen, because it will. But you have to trust God that He sees your sacrifice. He sees you intentionally living a set-apart life for Him. And God will bless you for your obedience and the seed you've sown during the season. Remember, living set-apart is a challenge. But God has already equipped you and me. And God confirms His word to us in Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 20th through the 21st verse, which states, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, equip you with everything good to do His will, working in us what is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." And if y'all hear those birds in the background, I'm assuming that they're chirping because they're thanking the Lord for a day that He has made. They are rejoicing and they're glad in it. So, back to living a set-apart life. See, although you are set apart, you aren't lacking anything. And whatever you need to do, God has already called you to do it, and you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. And it's important that we aim to remain in Christ to bear God-honoring fruit. And as I said some time ago, singleness is the time and can be used as a time for self-reflection and aiming to seek God in a more intimate way. If you are single, don't look at it as a negative thing. And I understand when somebody wants what they want and they want to be in a relationship and it feels like it's taking too long, you're not trying to hear what I'm saying as it relates to, hey, look at singleness in a positive way. It's a time to maximize your relationship with God. When you want what you want, you're not trying to hear anything like that. You don't want to hear that. You want what you want. But as time goes on, you begin to realize, oh man, I see what these people were saying, not to rush into something. That's why it's important to shift your perspective from where you are and looking at it in a negative way to looking at God and thanking Him for putting you where you are so He can bless you and increase you and empower you for when the time comes for your relational status to change, you'll be equipped to handle certain things where you just didn't jump in thinking that the relationship was going to be the savior of all your problems. And it's sad that some people think that. Some people go into a marriage thinking that the marriage is going to fix all of their insecurities. It's going to fix all their personal issues from the past. It's going to just do these miraculous things. But whether you are married or single, those issues are within. If somebody were to divorce a person, not saying that I'm an advocate for divorce, but if somebody divorces somebody, the issues that they brought into it, those same issues are going to be there if they don't deal with them when they leave. It's a situation where we have to deal with our own issues and be held accountable for our actions. But some people don't realize that. And that was my whole purpose of creating this Bible plan, was to encourage individuals and letting people know you can be married all day long. You can be in a relationship all day long. But if you don't know who you are and whose you are, then you're going to have a major problem because you're going to be looking for something and an action to just fix all your problems when that's what God is for. That's what Jesus has already done. But we have to be able to walk in that and believe it so the transformation can not only take place within, it can be seen externally. Okay? So remember, living set apart means living as an ambassador and imitator of Jesus Christ. Living set apart is resisting Satan in every attack on your mind with God's truth. That is why you have to be mindful of what you're listening to, who you're listening to, what you're thinking about, what you're reading, because the attacks on one's mind are real. Living set apart is standing for righteousness, even if you have to stand alone. And even when people laugh at you or talk down to you for living a life that honors God as a single or in a marriage. Only God has the power to anoint you to do His will, and the will of God in your single season can be found in the Word of God and sought after in prayer and revealed to you by and through the Holy Spirit. Every relationship takes work. The relationships with family take work. Relationships with friends take work. Relationship with loved ones take work. And most importantly, our relationship with God takes work on our end. Knowing this, we should all aim to practice living a set-apart life independently, so when the time comes for marriage and a family, those values are so ingrained within and those seeds take root within us and they produce a harvest of God's goodness and truth. Remember, there is nothing wrong with living a set-apart life. The blessings that follow can be discovered in God's Word, and be encouraged to boldly stand for God. thanking him for setting you apart and anointing you for his purpose and glory. Living set apart means that some people might see you as an alien. And that's fine. That's fine. Because in God's word, what is this? Psalm, the 119th chapter and the 19th verse, it states, I am a resident alien on earth. Lord, do not hide your commands from me. This is letting us know that although we are set apart and we are aliens in this world, we want to still follow God's word and do what he says, because that's what living a set apart life is all about. Remember, God loves you, and keep this in your mind that you are indeed sufficiently secure, supernaturally saved, single, satisfied, and set apart. And a scripture I would like to leave you with today is Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, and the 2nd verse, which reads, you have been set apart as holy to the Lord your God, and he has chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. I chose this scripture as an encouraging reminder for you to remember that no matter where you are and no matter who you are around, other people might be living a certain way and doing things differently from you. But your aim and my aim as determined followers of Jesus Christ and set apart children of God, we are to do what God has commanded us to do, even if it appears that we are outcast, aliens, we're doing this old time stuff or whatever. When God commands us to do something, we have a special call on our lives and we are indeed set apart. So it's in our best interest to do what God says so that the light of Christ can shine within us into this dark world, so that people can be drawn to Christ by our actions and our obedience to him. If you feel discouraged, go to God in prayer. Go to your power source, which is Jesus Christ, because living a set apart life is not something you do just for a week, not just for a month, not just during Lent. When it's 40 days, oh, I'm giving up something, or, you know, I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z for 40 days. Man, that's all good. But what happens after those 40 days? What happens after Easter? What happens after Resurrection Sunday? What happens after Christmas? What happens? No, set apart, or living set apart, is a lifestyle. Once you are a committed, determined follower of Jesus Christ, you're set apart every day. So if you're discouraged, go to your power source, go to Jesus, read the word, pray in the spirit, read your Bible, take some time to get alone and just talk to God about it so he can encourage you, because this is a lifelong pursuit. It's lifelong. And remember, your goal of living set apart is to glorify God. It has nothing to do with you getting glory and praise from anybody. That's not what you're doing it for. So aim to live your life set apart in Christ, in boldness, in courage, in peace, in fortitude, in wisdom, and watch the Lord reward you for your faithfulness and confidence in him. All right? I hope and pray that this podcast series encouraged you. And if it has encouraged you, I ask that you share it with someone who it can be a blessing to. Okay? Thank you all for tuning in. And feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Encouraging You to stay in the loop on updates and other encouraging posts. And if you have a moment, visit drkenitrabryant.com, where you can download this Bible study for your individual or group devotional time. And also download the YouVersion Bible app if you want to, and subscribe or begin the sufficiently secure, supernaturally saved, single, satisfied, and set apart Bible plan. And you can engage in this Bible study with your friends, your coworkers, your classmates, or individually. And what you can do, this is just a tip, is if you're doing a Bible study with friends or if you're doing it by yourself, you can go to my website, download this Bible plan, because they have study questions, or there are study questions on the Bible plan. that you can take your time and go through for self-reflection and personal growth. And then for each day, you can listen to the podcast and then do the study questions. And then you can do the same thing with the YouVersion Bible app. But the only difference with the YouVersion Bible app is there are no study questions. It's just a short 400-word encouraging component that you can just give feedback with the people that you do the plan with. So those are some options if you're seeking to do some type of Bible study at home with your friends, over the phone, whatever you do. But just aim to saturate yourself in God's word and encourage yourself in God's word. And don't get caught up with this stuff thinking that you need to do something just because somebody else is doing it. Nope. Aim to complete things in God's will, word, and way and his timing. Okay? Enjoy y'all's day. Peace and God bless.